Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This morning released the depositions of Ambassador McKinley, Ambassador and Ambassador Yovanovitch. We will be releasing further transcripts. Tomorrow we are scheduled to release the transcripts of Ambassador Volker and Ambassador Sondland.
Ooh, I'm so scared!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Impeachment is a very serious matter. It is, if it happens, it has to be a bipartisan initiative.
I think what the speaker was saying, that there needs to be bipartisanship, I don't think she was limiting that to the Congress.
It's mildly convenient.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Clinton, she was easy. Right? Obama was easy. The Bush dynasty was easy. But Sleepy Joe, I'm worried about, right?
How many unsafe bridges you still have here in the state of Ohio? I mean, Iowa.
And the president and I tax credits for insulating homes.
So then I said to myself, gee, I guess there's only one way. Let's call up Ukraine for help.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This happened after the February 2017 press conference. The president called me very fake news.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
And I talked to a number of his aides, and they basically explained, Jim, this is an act. He doesn't really mean it.
I think Jim Acosta's a very unprofessional man, but he gets paid to do that. You know, he gets paid to burst in. I don't think he's a smart person, but he's got a loud voice.
I don't know what's going on here. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're off Newsmax, but we're still on social media, and some of the viewers have noticed that I've switched from a black outfit to a white outfit, almost as if it's Memorial Day. And I'm getting ready to go out with my Docksiders on a Boston Whaler. No, actually, I'm going to the Harvard Club this evening for dinner with Dr. Bruce Houghton and his lovely wife, Stephanie, and the mailroom manager and our finance guy, John. Bruce Houghton, of course, is our dentist, and he runs Perfect Smiles and has done a great job with my teeth, the mailroom managers, and now John's. But we're going to take some calls from the candidates. It's election eve, but first, I just wanted to talk for a couple of minutes with Dr. Bruce Houghton. And again, Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I recommend it highly. They do a fantastic job. He's one of the best dentists around anywhere, cosmetic dentists in the country. And he's always doing research, coming up with new stuff. And Dr. Houghton, thanks for being with us here, and I hope we'll have some fun this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here, Howie.
And thanks for coming by, Stephanie, as well. And so, what did you do for our finance guy here, John?
Oh, John, we reconstructed John's smile, and in doing so, we solved problems that he had with his jaw, kind of lifelong problems, which many people have, the imbalance of the way our jaws work.
So what was the problem? Explain it.
Well, they call it
in layman's terms.
Yeah, they call it TMJ, and it's when your jaw joint just does not work properly. And actually, I can't take all credit for myself. All we do is set things up so that the body can actually heal itself, and it won't do that naturally. It needs help, and we just give it the right kind of help.
And how many trips did it take to Nashua for John?
It took a few. I don't know, two, three, four. The visits, yeah, it was pretty quick turnaround, absolutely.
But it was worth it, John, wasn't it?
Life-changing. John did fabulous, yes, absolutely.
That's good. So, and where should people go if they want to see more of your handiwork online and see what you can do for them?
Go to perfectsmiles.com. It's we have a lot of before and after pictures, and
including mine, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you did a great job for me.
Yeah.
I always wondered, when I was in Palm Beach, I would look around. I'd say, "Man, these people are old, and they got these great teeth. How do they all have these great teeth?" And then I went to you, Dr. Houghton, and I realized how they had these great teeth. Yeah. That people can recreate their smiles now.
Yeah, modern dentistry affords us the ability to do some amazing things.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So again, and you have a, and it's not that expensive, but you have a finance plan if people need it. And you also do just regular dental work for people.
Absolutely.
Who are in the area.
Yeah, we do all phases of things, even orthodontics. We do implants. We do all, and create a lot of beautiful smiles.
And if you've been neglecting your teeth for a while, all I can say is don't, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's always going to lead to trouble. People, Americans live longer lives, and the longer you live, the more likely it is you're going to have a problem with your gums.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they don't fix themselves. That's the problem.
Right.
You
so
need
it,
help.
It behooves you to go to a dentist at least once or twice a year.
Yes.
All right. So where should they go to make an appointment or to visit your website?
Our website is perfectsmiles.com, or you can just call the office directly. It's, what is it, 88, what's our number? 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE.
844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. Someone wants to know if you've ever been in the same room with John Bolton. I don't think. Come on.
No, we haven't.
No, and he won't accept a subpoena. The door will be locked if Adam Schiff wants to give him a subpoena to testify. 844-500-4242. Uber Jason says, "Yikes, the Harvard Club. Be careful; those wackadoos have it out for you." The mailroom manager, she bid low. You bid high for the for these gift certificates, right? You know what happened? Newton Wellesley Gala, Hospital, another one of our clients. That's how we got them. We're not members. Believe it or not, we're not members. I know that's shocking, but we're not members of the Harvard Club. But we will be there. It's on the one on Comm Ave, not the one downtown. Okay, thanks, Dr. Houghton. I'll be with you in about 15-20 minutes. And again, thanks for everything you've done for me and the mailroom manager, and also for John.
Well, thank you, Howie.
He really appreciates. We all appreciate it a lot. 844-500-4242. Joining us now, again, we wanted to check in with some of our candidates. The polls will be open tomorrow across Massachusetts and other states as well. In Massachusetts, they'll be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Please vote. It's important in Boston, especially the city council elections, the at-large elections, and some of the other ones. Althea Garrison is running from the for the at-large seat in the Boston City Council. She's an incumbent. Althea, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Howie. And I would like to thank you for the great article that you did on me. I got a lot of phone calls and faxes this morning at my office.
Oh, that's good.
It was great.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure. If I lived in Boston, I'd be voting for you. I'd be giving you and Flats votes tomorrow in the at-large fight. So what number are you on the ballot, Althea?
I'm number 7. Yes, I'm number 7 because Savage George is the 8.
Yeah.
So I'm number 7.
So you're number 7. So why should people vote for you, Althea? I spelled it out in the column, but if they didn't read the column, tell people who you support and who you don't support.
You're right. I think people should vote for me because I'm the only conservative candidate that's running and won the primary. And not only that, I support President Trump. I voted for him the last time, and I plan to vote for him next year when he'll be running for re-election. I think he's a great president. The economy is better than it ever has been, so I don't see no reason why they're giving him such a hard time because the economy has never been like this under a Democrat. So, I'm promoting him quite a bit. I promote him quite a bit, and I'm not ashamed to say that I voted for him 2 years ago. Almost 3 years ago. But and I plan to vote for him next year when he runs for re-election. The ladies from New Hampshire, I called them earlier. I don't know whether you know them or not. But the show is Diana Ploss.
Yeah.
Have you ever? Yes. Well, they're going to give something after the election. They're going to want to give Trump. I don't know whether it's a fundraiser or what it is, but she, you know, invited me, and I told her that I would be glad. I have to come to it.
Why don't you tell people, you know, what you did after the Antifa riots last summer in the city council? You introduced a resolution.
Yes, I did. I introduced a resolution for the Boston Patrolman Association and stating that, you know, to try to keep people from attacking them, saying bad things about the police and everything. But I was blocked by the Camel, the president, and all like nine other members that's on the council that wouldn't support it.
A simple resolution to support the police department. They were having bottles of urine thrown at their heads, and they didn't even want to have a vote, not a binding vote, a resolution, just to show your support.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, really? But it doesn't surprise me because they've been doing all kinds of things, thinking I get disgusted and give up. But the more they do things, the more I'm determined to get back on the council and give them a more hard time from the conservative side.
All right, Althea, you should be getting a large number of people in this city voted for Donald Trump. A lot more people than you got votes in the preliminary election, even though you did pretty well. So if you voted for Trump, if you support the police, Althea Garrison should get one of your votes tomorrow in the at-large fight. There's no question about it. Althea, good luck tomorrow. We'll be talking to you after the election, okay?
Oh, and thank you again, Howard. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Okay, well, we're going to take more calls. We got other people that want to be on 844-500-4242. We'll be right back in a minute with more candidates. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
808 says supporting the police is now controversial. It is in Boston, apparently. I'm not saying apparently, it is. That's the lesson of that resolution that Althea introduced a couple of months ago. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the privacy of your own home. No awkward visits to the physician or the pharmacist. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No, I have not.
Technically, you have, though.
Well, I did get something for the mailroom manager.
Is that going to wait till Christmas?
No.
It's
going to arrive tomorrow.
Then that's not Christmas shopping. Okay. 84% say they have not started.
All right. And if you need Christmas shopping, look, the President of the United States recommends my book, What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. He put out two tweets on Saturday about the book.
Corey Lewandowski is with him right now. I texted Corey to tell him we said thank you, and he said, I'm with him right now, and he says, you're welcome.
That's good. I guess they're going down to Kentucky for the event tonight to support Governor Bevin, who's a native of New Hampshire, by the way. But anyway, you can get the book now half price from what you could get it on Amazon. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, What Really Happened, and you get an autographed copy as well. Joining us now is Michael Flaherty. He's an at-large incumbent city councilor in Boston as well. Michael, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Good evening, Howie, and we love our Boston police officers.
Yes, I guess you weren't one of the nine who balked at supporting the Boston police.
No, yes. They do great work, and I saw it firsthand a little over a week ago when they were able to apprehend a lunatic, for lack of a better word.
Oh, that was after you. That was horrible, Michael Flaherty. That was really bad. But I'm glad they got him.
They were great. They were great. It could have been a lot worse, and they prevent a lot of folks from getting injured. But they also, he tried to drive them, try to run them over with his car. So, again, I saw firsthand that they do great work. So we need to do everything we can to support our police officers.
So
they get to go home safe to their families.
Exactly. So people should make your pitch to reelect Michael Flaherty tomorrow. What number are you on the ballot?
We got an important municipal election tomorrow. The turnout in the preliminary was pretty pathetic at around 11%. So, you're a city councilor, someone that you see in the neighborhood, at your coffee shop, at the ball fields, picking and dropping off your kids, and someone that you can call. It's accessible on basic city services and all those municipal issues that we deal with. You got a voice of reason. You have someone that works extremely hard on behalf of the entire city, someone that takes no constituency for granted, and we'll work hard to make sure that we're continuing to move Boston forward. So please get out and support Michael Flaherty. I'm number one on the ballot, and expect to do pretty well tomorrow, and we're just hoping the turnout.
You got a good spot.
And I rise with it.
That's a good spot.
The best spot, yeah. It's funny how in all the ballots and elections I've been involved with, I've never drawn the first spot, so that's a good sign.
Well, that's good, and I think you're going to get. I think you're going to get one vote. I don't think it's going to be a bullet, but you're going to get a vote from somebody in this office, and I think you know who it is.
You know, guys.
Very good.
I don't really have a dog in this fight. I'm really unbiased here, but just listening.
We'll do a DNA test to find out if you have a dog in this fight or not.
Flats has convinced me. I don't even really know who he is, but I like what he's selling, so I'm going to vote for Flats, and I suggest everyone else does too.
All right. Thanks, Grace. Thank you. Good luck tomorrow,
Thank
Michael.
You. Yeah, we'll give you a shout tomorrow. We'll give you a shout tomorrow. Let you know what the trends are and what the turnout is midday. If that works.
Sounds good. No, that's fine. We'd like to hear from you again. Thanks for the call. Jennifer Nasser is running in the Back Bay District to succeed Josh Yankum. This is, I think, Ward 3 or District 3. Jennifer, why should people vote for you?
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Jennifer Nasser, and it's actually District 8.
District 8. I'm sorry.
Yes, but it is Yankum. So I'm running against a progressive liberal who's planning on increasing taxes and making everything free from the tea to housing. But here I am. I'm a mom. I'm an attorney. I'm running for our neighborhoods, for keeping our families in the city, keeping taxes low, having better schools, tackling the opioid issues. Really, it comes down to our streets, our sidewalks, our overall pedestrian safety, trash and rats. And with me, as you know, Howie, I'm a fighter, so I'll fight for District 8.
That's good. And where do you stand on bicycle lanes? There was a big story in the Herald about bicycle lanes in West Roxbury. You think we got enough bicycle lanes in the city of Boston, Jennifer?
You know, those bicycle lanes. So unfortunately, typical with the city, no city planning went into those that we have. We have a bicycle lane on Beacon Street that the bicyclists are scared to use and the homeowners and residents don't love. And so we really need to have a city councilor in there who's going to force everyone to sit at a table, come together, and find the best solutions for the city and not ones that people just draw on a map and say should go in.
All right. So you're in District 8. That's Back Bay and Beacon Hill, basically, right?
Yes. West End, Back Bay, Beacon Hill, Fenway, Kenmore, Audubon Circle, and Mission Hill.
That's tough territory for a Republican, Jennifer.
Well, you know what? Actually, the governor did really well in this area. I was actually just out a little while ago walking around with First Lady Lauren Baker, and I get a great response. It's a district that really has a lot of common sense, and people, their priorities are really the neighborhood. And I've been living in the neighborhood for 8 years. I've been in Back Bay for 8 years. I was in Charlestown before that. I've raised my three kids here. And involved in every aspect that I could possibly be in. And I think that, like Michael said, this comes down to who you can get on the ball fields, in the coffee shops, walking around the neighborhood. I've got two dogs, you know, super approachable. That's who you want elected to office.
All right, Jennifer Nasser, good luck tomorrow in the District 8. And we're going to continue this. I'm going to be heading out, but everybody who's hanging on the line, you can still get in and make your pitch. And we hope to hear from some more candidates. Tomorrow is Election Day. Call 844-500-4242. Taylor and Grace will be here. Best to everybody. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Howie has taken a slide along with Dr. Houghton, the mailroom manager, and Dr. Houghton's lovely wife as well. And so you've got myself, Taylor, and Grace filling in, and we're still taking calls from candidates. If you're running tomorrow and you listen to Howie, you're a faithful listener, and you want to get on the show and give one last plug for yourself, you can do so. 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. And if you're watching on social media, of course, I'm sure you've noticed this great tweet behind me from our great president, Donald John Trump, who is saying that a great new book by Howie Carr, What Really Happened, is on sale now. You can go to howiecarshow.com, click on store. $9.99 is the price on the Howie Carr Show store, and it comes autographed as well. So you don't have to pay the exorbitant Amazon price, and you won't get it signed on Amazon either. Let's go to our candidates. We have Cecilia Calabrese in Agawam. And Cecilia, give us the rundown. What are you running for and why?
Fantastic. I am running for re-election to the Agawam City Council. I'm number two on the ballot position. I'm running because no one works harder than I do to bring resources back to Agawam. I am the current vice president of the Agawam City Council. I serve on the legislative committee, the finance committee. I'm committed to bringing sewers to my friends and neighbors out in Feeding Hills. We need stormwater infrastructure upgrades. We need to ensure that our seniors can age in place and remain in their homes in Agawam in their golden years.
That's something you don't hear too many people talking about, senior citizens care, at least on a local level. I think that's a great issue to get involved with at your level.
Oh, absolutely. Agawam, absolutely. We are a terrific live, work, play community. And there's no reason why someone that has made their life here, raised their children here, there's no reason why those people need to leave our community because of housing costs. And so I am, committed to making Agawam one of those communities where someone can live out their golden years.
Thank you so much, Cecilia. Good luck tomorrow. We're pulling for you.
Thank you. Vote for me. Oh, and in Agawam, we do have a ballot question I want to make sure people are aware of. Whether to allow the retail sale of marijuana within our borders.
Oh, boy.
And also, the polls don't open until 8 a.m. in Agawam.
So what's your take on that question?
I don't really have a good feel for which way it's going to go, because when the vote came to legalize marijuana, Agawam was a no-vote community by a very narrow margin. It was about, 49-51%. So that's why the Agawam City Council voted to put this issue before our citizens again, to say, okay, now we have the benefit of hindsight. Now that we know marijuana is legal in Massachusetts, do we want to allow for the sale of marijuana?
Like great Caesar, putting the issue before the people. Thanks very much, Cecilia. Appreciate it. Bob Scarry. Bob, you're running for a school committee in Medford, right?
Yes. Hi, Robert Emmett Scarry Jr., your candidate for the Medford School Committee tomorrow.
Not mine. I don't live in Medford, but go ahead.
Last name on the ballot, first in your heart. It's great to talk to you guys. I spent 20 years on the school board and lost a controversial fight 2 years ago. I'm coming back. I want to return. And just some of the things that I've done and will continue to do are keep class sizes small, seek out additional state and federal funding, create vocational programs that are meaningful and right up to date with what we do today. And I want to make sure every child gets an education that wants to put the time in, and we want to leave no child behind. I want to continue to expand counseling services from pre-kindergarten through high school. We offer quality extracurricular programs. I want to see them stay. I'm in the process of creating a capital improvement plan for all our school buildings and facilities. And during tight fiscal times, I've always balanced the budget. We've never had to go back to the city council with our hat in hand for more money. And I want to ensure every child's academic needs and successes. As a former teacher and a criminal investigator, I see the firsthand what happens when somebody doesn't get an education. And I just want to fight for the children in Medford and fight for all children across the state.
Great,
and
Bob.
I ask my friends in Medford for one of their six votes tomorrow.
Excellent.
And I'd like to thank you and Holly for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in, Bob. Bob Scarry, Medford School Council. I never had a counselor when I was in school, even at the pre-K level. I don't think I ever went to a counselor for anything. We had guidance counselors in high school that told you where to go, what you wanted to do in life. You give them something, you put you through this little program, and bing, three choices come up as to who's going to, what you're going to do with your life, or what you might want to do with your life based on your interests and skills. But I don't think grief counselors, that's a big one, Grace. Did you ever have a grief counselor?
We did have a grief counselor, I think, at one point at our school, but it was just like a one-time thing.
Boy. Yeah.
Grief. I think they probably have a lot more counselors nowadays.
They do. And it seems like for a lot more events that aren't really, local to that school. I think they had a lot of grief counselors actually when Trump got elected.
Yeah,
I remember reading stories like that.
I think having a grief counselor when something really bad happens at the school or something like that is totally warranted. But I mean, for, you know, emotional issues about politics, that's a little bit much.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. We're taking calls from politicians. Tomorrow is election day across the Commonwealth and many other states as well. But tomorrow, Massachusetts, of course, we're all concerned about that. I don't know if there are elections going on in New Hampshire and Maine locally. I don't pay attention to those. I'm sorry. I should. But I'm not a resident of those. But if you are, if those are election days tomorrow and you have you're running and you listen to the Howie Carr Show and you'd like to get a plug in for your electorate, then you're more than welcome to call the toll-free line 844-500-4242. And I'm glad I was reminded today that tomorrow is election day, because working here at the Howie Carr Show, you got to be in early to get all the stuff that we get to produce the caliber of show that we produce. So Grace and I get here now even earlier because the clocks went back. So we go back with the clocks. We don't slouch. We stay with the regular time and we keep plugging ahead. But I'm glad I remembered tomorrow, because I have to rush in before I leave for work so I can get to the polls. My wife also has to get in to the polls as well. And she asks me locally on a local level, what candidates am I voting for? And I have to give her the rundown because we're busy. We don't really get a great deal of time to pay attention to the local issues that we should. So she asked me, so I've got to get my list together tonight of who we're going to be voting for. And by the way, if there's anybody in New Bedford and you'd like to get your message out, if you're listening to the Howie Carr Show and you think you're a friend of the show, by all means, give us a call and we might be able to give you a plug go ahead.
I have Brandon over my shoulder here who wants to say something. I'm nervous. I don't know what it is, but go ahead, Brandon.
As Howie would say, uh-oh.
Can Vermonters vote in Massachusetts elections?
Can Vermonters vote in Massachusetts elections? That's a big fat no.
Oh, I thought that, you know, dead people can vote in Massachusetts.
Yes.
That's different.
Dead
That's
people
different.
From Massachusetts can vote in Massachusetts. What's the matter with you?
It's called democracy,
That's
Brandon.
Right. Damn it if I'll see that die with those voters.
I love going in and voting early in the morning and just feeling like you accomplished something that day. Even if you go home and you sit on your couch for the rest of the day, you got that sticker. You slipped it in the little machine.
I always enjoyed the process because you felt like a part of the process. You've done your civic duty for the day. And it's like going to work out. You know, you feel good. You took part in something. It's not something you do often. I'm speaking for myself.
Once or twice a year. You go to the gym.
Yeah, a couple times. And you just feel good about yourself. You've done your job. But I always, when I was covering things as a reporter, like local elections, I always got that buzz throughout the day. There was a palpable excitement throughout the day. And it was just a wonderful thing. I remember covering local elections and just, you know, talking to the candidates beforehand and following the polls throughout the day. But that excitement has dropped off, not just because I've left that industry, so to speak, but I just feel like a lot fewer people. I know that's kind of not the right way to say that, but fewer people are participating in elections. And I think what Trump has done is he's reinvigorated people right and left to take part, to show them how important it is to take part in your civic duty. Because if you don't like Trump, Trump is what happens. If you do like Trump, Trump is what happens. And here's what really happened, by the way. Wink, wink. Howie Carr's book, What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton, and dare we say many others, because many people have aligned themselves with Hillary Clinton. And it's this is the result of Trump winning what we're going through right now. Imagine if he hadn't won.
I also notice in South Boston, people stand outside the polling areas and they're kind of looking for people my age, my demo, just who are on their morning walks. Because, you know, our generation, we don't care about a lot of stuff, but we care about getting our fitness on. So they're hoping, oh, here comes a girl. She's probably not going to vote, but maybe we can throw out a, hey, can you go in?
Hey, girl,
in
you into fitness? How about fitness vote into a ballot box?
Exactly. And so when I tell them, oh, yeah, that's why I'm here, I'm actually walking in to vote, they're pleasantly surprised that they don't have to, you know, kind of entice me to come in and vote.
Right. No, I don't. The enticement is the future of your local community. That's the enticement. And I can't tell you how many.
And the sticker.
Do you put the sticker on for the rest of the day?
Yeah, and then I tweet it out.
Oh, God.
And I say, I voted. How about you?
You're one of those.
Oh, 100%.
I don't like doing that. I mean, if I remind people that it's election day, I guess that's a good way to do it. Kind of obnoxious.
Hey, Taylor, do you know me at all? How long you been here for, man? Come on.
844-500-4242. And if you're running for election, re-election in your respective community, we'd love to get you on and give you a final plug before people go to the polling places tomorrow morning. Because by the time we're on the air and into the local hour tomorrow, 6 o'clock, you know, it's only an hour or so before the polls close. So we want to get you in tonight so the good people at home listening can hear you if they haven't heard from you yet. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and Grace is filling in as well. This is the Howie Carr Show.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Howie has taken the slide for the rest of the evening. We've got a few more minutes. If you're a candidate and you'd like to get your last-minute pitch out there, give us your elevator pitch, as they say. 844-500-4242 in Massachusetts. Election Day is tomorrow across the Commonwealth. A lot of issues, like we heard from Agawam. They're voting there to see if the people in that community want legalized retail marijuana sale in there. And that was a big issue a few years ago in my community in New Bedford. Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, of course, it's legalized in the state now. But some communities, they don't have, you know, they have a specific process they can go through. This is how the Fall River mayor got in trouble, who's still on the ballot, by the way. He ended his campaign, but he's still on the ballot, Jaisal Correa. So if you're going to the polls in Fall River tomorrow, beware of that. And there's a write-in candidate as well, but I'm not going to promote anybody. That's just not my forte. But that was a big issue a few years ago. Of course, it was legalized across the state. And I've got to say, ever since then, I've encountered a lot more stupid drivers. I've encountered slower drivers. I have not taken one walk in my neighborhood without smelling somebody smoking it or ingesting it at some point. It's sad how many people... Look, if it works for you in a medical way, I'm not going to knock that at all. But if you're taking that opportunity to enhance your own senses, so to speak, or subdue them, and you're going to go out and put people's lives in danger, I'm obviously not. I'm not for that.
I don't know. The weed issue is very controversial on this show because Howie usually goes against the pot smokers,
mm-hmm.
And I found that. Since I have a lot of haters out there anyway, a quick way for me to get some fans in Howie Carr Nation is to support the marijuana. So I support marijuana. I don't smoke it, but...
Just on the basis of popularity.
Yeah. It's the same reason that I pretend to like Moxie.
Moxie, the soda.
Yeah.
I've not seen a can of Moxie or a bottle of it.
You wouldn't believe.
In probably 20 years.
You wouldn't believe what it did for my street cred amongst this crowd.
Is that so?
Yes.
I'm not against people smoking. Look, you do whatever you want to do. I'm able to do whatever I want to do within the law, right? But, I mean, if it's your thing, go ahead and do it. Just do it responsibly.
Stay off the roads.
Thank you, Brandon.
It's a Stephen A. Smith. You know, stay off
Who?
The weed.
Stephen A. Smith?
He's a sports guy.
You're talking to the wrong crowd, pal. 844-500-4242. By the way, what really happened, last chance to get it, well, it's still available, but this is the last chance honestly, I'm going to be able to plug it here on the show. What really happened, how Donald J. Trump saved America from Hillary Clinton, available at HowieCarshow.com. As you can see behind me, if you're watching on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Howie Car Show, go like and everything. The president tweeted not once, but twice about Howie's fantastic book. And so Howie wants to, he's really running this for all we can. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. I saw on Twitter earlier that Corey Lewandowski, often the fill-in host for Howie Carr, is with the president right now as they are rallying in Kentucky, I believe, tonight. He's really ramping up the frequency of the rallies. He just had one Friday night, and he's back at it again Monday night. This guy never quits.
He never quits. He has so much energy. It's insane.
I couldn't keep this. He's, what, 74 years old now?
70? I went out on Friday night for dinner, and I'm still exhausted.
Listen, yeah. Tell me about it. I'm about to be 29 years old. I find that I can't really stay out past 10 o'clock at night now. A few
Let
weeks
alone
ago,
entertain thousands.
A few weeks ago, I was out. I didn't tell you this. I was out with a mutual friend of ours in New Bedford.
Yes.
And we stayed out till 1 o'clock, and everybody got home. But I was dog tired for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, it takes a lot of
I can't
out
do
of
it anymore.
Yeah.
My God.
I feel like, Taylor, you probably could never really do it.
Really do what?
Like, go out and party on and all weekend long. You just seem like an old soul to me. That's all I'm saying.
It
seems like you'd always be the type, even when you were like 17,
I'll
to
tell
say,
you this.
I'm doggone tired,
I'll tell
y'all.
You this. He was in a suit. I was in a double-breasted suit. We were the only people in suits in the bar.
Let alone double-breasted.
Yeah, exactly. And we looked like the only adults among a sea of misbehaved children. We were chaperones, if you will. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for hanging in there. Howie is back tomorrow with the rest of the gang.
You were narcs. You were
narcs. We were narcs. Have a safe and responsible evening.